Now, let's get to the main event, our weekly segment, the Daniel Jones Court. So Daniel Jones' entire season is an audition to be the long-term answer. Jones is 7-4-1. However, until a new contract is signed, the jury is still out.
Well, this was definitely an efficient game for Daniel Jones. He had a pretty high completion percentage. He did lose that fumble. What was that, the opening drive, if I'm not correct? If
I remember, well, how many plays in was it, Rahway? I could barely get my drink and turn around before
It was like 14 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yeah, they moved the ball a little bit, a couple plays, and that
it was at midfield. You know, it was at like the 45-yard line of the Giants.
It was a different fumble. It wasn't him running for his life and making a stupid play with the ball, holding it out where it shouldn't have been. He was doing what was designed. It looked like a design run. And when he got hit right on the football. I don't know if it was a helmet right to the ball, but I mean, the contact was right to, the football that he had carried, fairly tight to his body. I don't think he was being sloppy with the ball. He's been a lot smarter. Some of the sacks that he took, I was shaking my head and wishing for him to get rid of the ball, get it out of bounds, get it downfield where you're not going to throw an interception and not give up, the big sack yardage and kill the drive, but 80%. And his first incompletion was that spike to kill the clock at the end of the first half. So
yeah, he was 17-18 coming into there. And like Disciple said, high completion rating, more specifically 25-31, 80% completion rating, 200 yards, a touchdown, and throw it on in there. The Giants leading rusher, 12 rushes for 71 yards and womp, womp, the fumble. But Rahway, it sounds like, to your point, obviously can't happen. You can't fumble, go down 3-0, go down 10-0 early. It's a huge momentum swing. Sucked the life out of the Giants crowd right out the beginning. But it sounds like we're not pointing to this as, hey, oh, this is another Daniel Jones fumble or fumble Ruski situation. It's Jonathan Allen made a good play, got a head on a hat or a hat on a head, whatever the damn expression is. And the ball came out. Is that a fair?
Yeah. And I mean, you're playing against that defensive line that has played well and a great defensive line, puts a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. And that was his biggest, I think, mistake of the day, was that fumble, which, I think was more the Washington defense than Daniel Jones, not to make excuses for the guy, but he took a shot. He fumbled the football. We don't want it to happen. But
there's a chance that happens anytime he runs, runs.
You know. If Saquon gets hit like that, does the ball come out? It could come out. So,
well, speaking of Saquon, so let's pivot to that real quick. I know we're in the Jones court, but I think we continuously talk about these two together. One, because the common conception or perception out there is that Daniel Jones has even had this mediocre floor because of the brilliance of Saquon. And additionally, they're both up for contract this year. So it's natural to talk about. Giants fans, boys, talk me off the cliff. We officially have a Saquon problem. This is the third game in a row that he has been a complete non-factor. Yes, he has the touchdown. Thank God for fantasy purposes. But 18-61, 3.5 average. I think it articulates your point you said earlier. We weren't even possibly thinking about handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley in the most important moment of the game, because why would we?
He had a tough day. Outside of that touchdown, like you said, salvaged the day for a lot of fantasy owners. But when we needed him, even at the end there, when you're trying to move the ball with, a minute plus left on the clock, we throw the ball three times. And that Slayton play happens and we go down and basically run the same play again. And then, going back to what I said about DJ, he does make another mistake there and almost was intercepted trying to force that third down in. But between the play calling and the decision making, we didn't even give who's supposed to be our best player a shot with the football. But I don't want to get away from Daniel Jones.
The reason I bring it up, though, is that all of this talk is, I think about how we're talking about our receivers. We were just talking about the offensive line. Glowinski led up two sacks. And Rahway, you said you had some questions about some of the sacks he took. Just talking about the speed, Jones had the third fastest time to throw in the NFL on Sunday, 2.47 seconds. That was a full half second nearly jumped up from his season average of 3.01. So he wasn't holding on to the ball. They styled the game plan to get the ball out fast, and he still took four sacks and had to be the team's leading rusher, supporting everybody. I mean, this roster has no offensive talent, and the interior offensive line is simply outmatched. Like, the Commanders have a very strong stout up front. We covered it last week, but this is not – we're going to be playing fronts like this every other week in the NFL. This kid, to have 25 for 31, 200 yards, a TD, and be your team's leading rusher, like – what more do you want to ask from him? And so let's dive in. We talk about the fumble. We're going to put that on DJ, good play or not. Darius Slayton, it's a drop. Somebody change my mind. Put the meme up there. Change my goddamn mind, because this is the second week in a row that people want to throw something out. The Daniel Jones throw had something to do with a drop from a Giants player. And this one is nowhere near close to the debate of the Saquon Barkley.
No, absolutely. It's a Darius Slayton drop. You hate to see it. It was at a really, really bad time. He looked like he caught it. Then you see this Commanders players doing their no-fly zone arm thing. And you're like, fuck, he didn't catch that, did he? So, yeah, no, it's a drop. It was a good ball by Jones, man. It's got to be caught. That's it. But it just goes to show that receiver room is a problem.
Disciple, I'm impressed that you even saw that. I was too busy. Disciple and I were in the lounge and in MetLife, gentlemen, and we were having a time of our lives, and I was celebrating like a lunatic when Slayton dropped the ball.
So I was actually in the car on the way home by then.
Oh, that's right.
My dad takes the RV to the game, and he wants to be out with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I get it. He can't. Like, we tailgate after. We didn't get home till like 9 o'clock, dude. It's just,
if you're looking for someone to blame, you can blame Disciple for messing with the mojo. We'll give that.
There wasn't much mojo to mess up. Let's be honest, dude. Jesus Christ.
You know, when we're talking about all this though, with DJ and this contract that we're going to get to, if we, you know, when we put our Joe Shane suits on.
Do it right now, Rahway. Yeah. You're walking yourself into the spotlight, baby.
We have other guys to think of. Like, we brought up Saquon, and what's it going to cost to bring him back? Dexter Lawrence continues to play himself into more money and into somebody that's going to be highly sought after throughout the league. I mean, Jonathan Vilma was calling him the best defensive tackle in football at one point, and I know there's a guy out in, you know, Los Angeles, Aaron Donald, that might want to argue with that, but their season's not going the way they wanted it to. The Giants are getting a little attention, but we have to be able to spread money out. You know, so I'm sitting down with Daniel Jones and his people, and I'm still at that 3-year, $75 to $80 million for 3 years, and keep him on a lower number. You know, I don't think we could go up into, you know, the 30s, because it's just going to cost you other players that you want to keep around and you want to add. There's not that I want to see Saquon leave, but if he were to, you're starting to see there's options out there.
Johnny Pollard. Jacobs,
you know, there's other guys out there.
Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard.
I mean, yeah, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, guys that are not going to get the franchise tag. They're not going to be transitioned. They're going to be free agents, you know. So, but I think if we come in a respectable number, 3 years, $75 to $80 million for Daniel Jones. Also, with the Jimmy G injury, that costs him a lot of money. I still think he's a guy that if we improve the offensive line, would give us a bargaining position if a guy like that is on the market.
That's the only scenario I see it. If he comes at a discount rate and is healthy, sure, I don't see him as a value add with this roster. But if it's the difference of Daniel Jones won't accept something reasonable and you can get him on the cheap, I think that's an acceptable bridge. Yeah. But
somebody's paying Daniel Jones $30 million, you got to go somewhere else.
Season ends today. You're Joe Shane. What is it? What's the decision?
All right, so I'm kind of changing my mind from last week. I don't know if the other options are going to be good. I don't know if putting a rookie quarterback out there. I don't know if we're going to do that whole Jimmy G thing. I was a little emotional last week, and rightfully so. After losing another one of the Cowboys in front of the country, I'm gonna go. I'd really like to keep it at 2 years, and I'll keep the number at the highest I'm going is 48. Absolute top dollar.
While we're really flip-flopping here this week, because I think I've actually come down to reality. Don't get me wrong. I am still full board on next year. Daniel Jones is the best option for this New York Football Giants team. But I've done some soul searching, and I think really, what has Daniel Jones done in this league that a guy like Jameis Winston hasn't? And I think the two-year, $28 million contract that he has with the Saints, that should be the start. So wow. I think something reasonable.
Wow. Wow, Mac, oh my God.
I know, it's crazy, but the more I think about it, you know, he's a young kid. The argument could be, hey, stay here.
You still got a lot to prove.
You got a lot to prove. What place can you succeed better than where we're going to keep investing in you, and you have another year, for the love of God, finally, in a modern offensive system. You make some money now and be set up at 27 years old to get a monster contract. So that's what I'm going. Jameis Winston, two-year, $28 million. Book it. Sign him today.
Wow.
And with that, the court is adjourned.